For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Praise God. I want to welcome you to church this Wednesday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you're not answering me. Praise God. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. These are midweek service, and in the month of March, we started on Sunday. We said this month is our month of faith. Hallelujah. We're looking at faith all throughout the month and all through the services, the two services on Sunday and then Wednesdays and Fridays. All through looking at faith, different aspects of faith. Hallelujah. And we trust God to help us in Jesus' name. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 will be our main text for this evening. 1 John 5 verse 4. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Since we don't have this on screen, can we? I want us to read together. That's our main text. So I'd like all of us to read it together. Praise God. Are we there? 1 John chapter 5, of us 1, 2, 3, go. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Hallelujah. And then this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Anyone, whatsoever, means anything, physical, tangible, living, dead, that is born of God overcomes the world. And then he particularly drew our attention to what makes us to overcome the world, and that is our faith. Hallelujah. Our faith. Now this evening we'll be looking at overcoming power of faith. Overcoming power of faith is our topic. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith is the guarantee, is the basis for us to overcome the world. So overcoming power of faith is our topic. Hallelujah. And then most than when scripture use the word overcome, it means more than five things, but I would like to show us four things. It means to surmount a physical or a spiritual obstacle. So this is the victory that overcomes the world, that surmounts every physical and spiritual obstacle on our way. And that is our faith. Hallelujah. Our faith has the ability to surmount every physical and spiritual obstacle. And remember the person leading prayer, I said that God gave us a word and a sure word of prophecy, that the church will move forward and the gate of hell shall not prevail. And then he said that means the gate of hell will come against us, but then we'll be able to surmount them. Hallelujah. Number two meaning of the word overcomes means to prevail. It means to prevail. To prevail means you face a resistance and then you prevail over the resistance. That means you gain power over the resistance. So our ability to overcome the devil, to overcome the world, the cosmos, the system of the world is our faith to prevail over it. And then number three, when the Bible uses the word overcome, it means to win a battle. To win a contest. Bishop Edebol always said that faith or Christianity is not a funfair, it's always a warfare. Hallelujah. So to be able to win a battle and then to win a contest. And then finally for this evening to pass over, to spread over, to overflow, to surcharge. That means when you are assaulted, when you are challenged, when you are confronted, you prevail. You stand against the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Now there are particular things that I want to share with us that is common in scripture, and then every believer have to understand and then have this truth captured in your mind. Hallelujah. The first is that we will face challenges, and then every challenge is aimed at strengthening our faith. We will, not we may, face challenges. We will face challenges. But then the challenges are not meant to make us weak. They are meant to strengthen us. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5 verse 3 to 6. We will face challenges. All of us, I don't know if you have challenges right now in your life, but some of us are in the middle of a challenge. Some of us are coming out of a challenge. Some of us are about to step into a challenge. But it's a usual thing. We should expect challenges. Hallelujah. Bible says, Romans chapter 5 and verse 3-6, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Are we together? Come on, are we together? You're not hearing me. Are we together? All right. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and our patience works experience. Romans 5 verse 3. Hallelujah. Is there any disruption somewhere? Are we together? All right, Romans 5 verse 3. I come again. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. That means tribulation and pain makes us to glory. Hallelujah. Knowing that tribulation works patience in us. And then patience works experience. And then experience worketh hope. And then hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. Now verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So we will face trying challenges. We will face obstacles. Hallelujah. But every one of them is aimed at strengthening our faith. We will come out of them stronger. Hallelujah. Stronger. Romans chapter 4 verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it may be by grace, to the end the promise may be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is a father of us all. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. So we expect challenges. You expect to be perturbed. We expect to be challenged. Hallelujah. When you face sickness, when you face financial scarcity, when you face emotional traumas, whatsoever you face, it is aimed at strengthening us, not to make us weak. Hallelujah. You should expect it. Don't anytime you feel there is a particular problem you have, maybe you are accosted by a demon or you are accosted by a devil. Hallelujah. Every negative thing, your tire busted, you say, what demonic spirit is this? Hallelujah. Your phone falls down and the screen is broken. Not every time it's a demon. Hallelujah. Your electrical wire is bobbed or we expect challenges. Praise the Lord. Yes, because some Christians believe anything that happens is a demon. Anything that is wrong, anything when you want to make a way and then you face obstructions, and then when you put off for a business and you were denied, when you put off for a contract and you were denied, when you put off for a loan and you were denied, when you are being challenged, when a demonic force or when somebody from the diabolic world challenge your faith or try to attack you, it means God has left you. No. Hallelujah. Expect to be challenged. Expect to face obstacles and trying moments, and all these obstacles strengthen your faith. And then when you come out of those challenges, you will be stronger. Hallelujah. Number two thing I want you to understand is that we will face persecutions for our faith. We will what? Face persecutions for our faith. The Bible speaking in 2 Timothy 3 verse 12, he that will live righteous in this world will be what? Tried, will be persecuted. Mark chapter 10 verse 30. He said that when you serve the Lord, come Mark 10, 30 and then Mark 4, 17, you expect to be persecuted. When you live a righteous life, expect to be tried. Hallelujah. When you live a righteous life and then you walk in a secular world, expect persecution. Expect that your job will be strengthened because of your faith. Expect that people will jilt at you because of the way you dress and because of the kind of decisions you make. When you don't dress like them, they will insult you and they will call you names. When you don't involve in shady deals like them, they will naturally persecute you. Hallelujah. What we call peer pressure is actually persecution for standing for righteousness. You mean you have never slept with a man? You mean you have never slept with a girl? You mean you are this? You mean you have this? You mean your father tells you when to come back home? It means you are this? You mean you go to church? You are a church boy, you are a church girl? Expect persecution for your faith. When you talk and then you say, no, we'll pray about it. Why? It's not by prayer. And then people have a way of saying negative and then way to attack your faith. We should expect it. Hallelujah. Expect it. And then when you expect it, when it happens, you will not be shocked. Where's everybody fighting me? Where's everybody hating me? No, when you expect it, when it comes, it will be part of your expectations. Hallelujah. You expect the sun to rise today. So when the sun was rising, you are not shocked. Is that not true? So expect persecution. And then with faith, you will overcome the persecution. Number three, before we continue, is I want us to understand that we will encounter resistance from the enemy of the cross. We will encounter resistance. Hallelujah. We will encounter resistance. Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians says that we wanted to come to you, but Satan hindered us. Hallelujah. Satan what? Hindered. He resisted our motion. You know, for the church to grow and for the church to become big, it will not cross over the head of the devil. Say, so now, 500 members will just come like that. No. Hallelujah. We should expect the devil to reap, because everyone that is won to Christ means a soul has been lost from the camp of the enemy. It's a plus and a minus. A plus for God means a minus for the devil. Is that true? When a native doctor gives his life to Christ, the devil has lost a major soul. So the devil will not just rest and watch us win souls over. So we should expect him. We are praying for kingdom advancement. He's also strategizing more than us. As we are sleeping this night, there are demonic forces still working to make sure that the souls are not saved. Inventing new ways. Hallelujah. Inventing music, inventing movies, inventing government, inventing system to ensure that people sink deeper to sin. So as we pray to advance in our life, and don't forget that the advancement of your life is the advancement of the kingdom of God. What it means is that the devil knows that if I have 10 billion in my account, the gospel will move forward. Do you understand? So he will resist my advancement, indirectly resisting the advancement of the kingdom. There is no point stopping an unbeliever to prosper, because even when he prospers, he spends the money on girls, spending on alcohol, spending on uselessness, and advance the devil's kingdom. So why would the devil fight him? Because he's advancing his kingdom. But the devil will resist you as a believer, because when you prosper the kingdom. When you prosper, I pay tithe and the church advance. When I prosper, I sponsor evangelism and the church advance. When I prosper, I advance the things of God. So God, the devil will look at my prosperity is a spontaneous prosperity for the church. So he will fight my prosperity, and then my equal that is not a believer will be allowed to prosper, because there's no point in resisting him. Are we together? So we should expect we receive resistance from the devil. We should expect resistance, that the devil will fight us with everything he has. All the arsenals. He will fight us with the government. He will fight us with the secular world. He will fight us in the church. Every tool the devil will fight for us, Father, he will do it. Hallelujah. That is why we need the faith to be able to withstand the resistance. Anytime you are praying for an expansion, for a breakthrough, know that you are praying through a breakthrough of demonic hordes. Hallelujah. More demons will accost us for our faith. And then we should expect it. Hallelujah. Expect it. Would the devil not just lay down on the cross and then we'll cross over him and then get the church filled with people? Would just not just lay down and then see people, sick people healed? Hallelujah. He will fight us. He will fight us. I read of Oral Roberts while in the crusade. A woman came with a horde of demons. She was the host of the demons of the old territory. And then she came to the crusade to challenge him face to face. Hallelujah. I read of Apostle Aromen, the same thing in the crusade. They wrote letter to him and said, we are coming to the crusade. And they came to him physically. Praise the Lord. So people, in fact, I also read of Maurice Cerullo when he went to Haiti. The whole city, of course, not Haiti. It is just like America. You know, the history of America is dedicated to God. Even in the national anthem. Is that correct? That is the way Haiti was officially dedicated to God. So like America was dedicated to God and say, in God we trust, the national anthem, the constitution is dedicated. That is the way Haiti is officially dedicated to the devil. This is a statistical fact. Hallelujah. The government, everything, voodoo, that is the center of voodoo. All diabolic power. And that is where the lowest economy is. When people want power, that is where they go to. Praise the Lord. That is the way Haiti. And then he went to the crusade. He said he has never been to anywhere in this world that is as dark as Haiti. So they came to challenge him in the crusade field. As he was preaching, You'll be hearing people, we are drawing the pentagram. You know the pentagram, there's a five star on the ground. So as he was preaching, you see a group here with yellow, a group here with black. All of them came to the crusade. As he was preaching, they were drawing their star. And then as he was preaching, he was hearing people chanting in the audience. This one chanting, all of them just to resist it physically. Then he said the Holy Spirit tell him, warn them. The next person that chants, they will carry his dead body. Then he opened his mouth and said, I have come here to give you life, not to kill anybody. But now, anybody that chants will be dead. Everybody keep quiet. Pow! Yes. Because the devil will not just wait to come to his territory to win souls. We should expect that you should even be concerned that you went for evangelism and you are not challenged. That means there was nothing you came for it. Hallelujah. A sign that you have nothing to offer is that the devil will not even care about you. Why will you bother with demons to send demons to somebody when it's useless and it's important, by the way? Praise the Lord. So we should expect challenges. A sign, Paul in nature always shares something. He said that when you change level in spirituality, expect a battle, expect a new challenge or a new set of forces to come against you. Then he shared, when David was anointed king, the Philistines came to look for him. The devil will never care about you so long as you are important. There's nothing for you. Hallelujah. But the moment when your angels are changed, the moment when power, hallelujah. See, this church, the government will not care about us. Even people around here will not care. But the day that there's an overflow to the main road, people begin to say negative things about us. But all the while we have been here, they will not care until there is a result. All together. So we should expect resistance in our walk in the faith. Anytime I face a challenge, most time I don't used to see the demon. I expect it because I get ready for it. Hallelujah. And then when you expect something, you are battle ready. You are not shocked when something appears in your house. You are not shocked when you are traveling and then you face like an arrow. You are not shocked when you face an accosted or a dream. I'm not shocked when I see this kind of thing because I expect it. I'm even shocked when I'm not challenged. It means I'm not doing something serious. Because the more you put pressure on an atmosphere, Bishop Dacre, it means that one day he went to a place to pray. And then it was like his eyes was open. And then the window was open. And then he saw chariot run like fire and pass. And then they ran. And then somebody in their chariot. And they came and stood in his window. And said, the prayer is coming from this place. The prayer is coming from this place. That means his prayer in the territory caused the forces to know that something new has happened. That means I believe that if I am doing something serious, territorial power should know. There should be some level of rehearsal to show you that you are doing something serious. So expect challenges. Hallelujah. I've learned this earlier on that when I'm not challenged, it means I'm not serious. Why would you challenge a student that is not serious? Challenge somebody that will be equal to you. Hallelujah. Number four, I want us to know that, before I continue, we will pay prices for greatness. We will what? Pay. Prices. P-R-I-C. Prices for greatness. Bible says, let us, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11, let us labor to enter into our what? Our rest. There will be a form of labor for us to break through from poverty for life. Hallelujah. For you to break through from the hole of the devil, there will be some form of labor, spiritual investment. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, tells us about the story of Jesus Christ. Say, let us look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of it, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him. What did he do? He endured the cross. Is the cross looking like a price or a sweet thing? Come on, what Jesus Christ did on the cross, was it a price for a name above every other name or not? That was his price. That's Philippians 2:5. He said that for what he did, he was exalted and given a name. Any great man ever, you know, Pastor David B.M. always says something that there is nobody at the top that is neutral. Everybody at the top is spiritual, either positive or negative. They must have paid a price somehow. A strong pastor has paid a price in the spirit to rise. See, I believe as a young person that when you begin to hear the name of a man of God, people begin to talk about him. That means he has ascended. People just don't begin to talk about you somewhere. Are we together? Last year, by this time last year, when Michael Orobo celebrated his birthday, nobody, I didn't even see anybody uploaded him on my status. But this year, everybody, that is to tell you that he has risen in the spirit. How do you get that? There will be a time a man of God will not be known. Suddenly people begin to know him. How do you get that? That is to tell you something have come upon him that is beyond territory and then is generational. anything, something happen, and know that he has paid the price. People don't just rise because God liked them or liked their tribe. If we want to rise, we must be willing to pay a price for our greatness. And one of the price we'll pay is the price of building our faith. Building our faith. So, to be able to overcome, know that you will pay a price to be able to overcome. Hallelujah. If we ever want to be great, it will cost us something. It will cost us something. Hallelujah. The devil has power over unbelievers. I want us to understand that. You know, I was listening to Benny Hinn one time when he says that he used to marvel at people that say the devil doesn't have power. Hallelujah. Do we believe that the devil has power? If the devil has power, the problem is the power over who? How did you get that? But you would be mad to say the devil doesn't have power. He really has. Are you telling me that people don't disappear in real life? People disappear real. Hallelujah. In case you don't believe, they come to Kogi State. The powers here are real. The devil has powers. But we must understand that. Now, the understanding that the devil has power is a good understanding. Because so it's just like, how many of you know, read the story of Hitler when he went, When Hitler went to fight with, you know, Hitler started the war in Germany, he convinced them the Jews should die. After them, he went to Austria and then took over them. Then the next place he went to fight was Poland. You know, Hitler killed 50 million people in his lifetime. 50, that's like Nigeria. But then he killed 50 million people in Poland. After that, 50 million. You know why? When he went to them, he went with them with machine gun, tankers. Real, like he paraded them in the border. And then the Polish people came with horses, with knives, and shields. You don't know, this is somebody coming with tankers, bombers, and jets. And then you're coming with horses and knives. He killed them with no. One, he just wiped them like that. He wiped them no time. He finished Poland and then continued his war. Why? Because to be able to know your. You must know who you are fighting. You must know that the devil is not a joker. All together? You must know his. Because they underestimated him. Because you don't bring a knife to a battle of guns. Yeah, so you must understand the devil is powerful. I have seen pastors die on stage with a microphone. I've seen all manner of attacks. So it's real. You know, when you know that information, it will make you more serious. Nobody will advise you to pass. Nobody will advise you to pray. Nobody will advise you to study the Bible. Nobody will advise you to be sensitive in the field. Nobody will advise you to be discerning. When you meet the diabolic people, nobody will train you to be discerning because you will think everybody in the market is normal. But the more you understand who the devil is, you'll be more serious. Are we together? So we need to understand that. But over us believers, the devil has no power. Now, how will you explain people that we are killed and then they are serving Jesus Christ? Isn't that true? How will you have people that we are dead and then they will say, they were believers, but I believed God, but I had my faith in God. I was, God disappointed me. Because most of the atheists that we have in America, once upon a time, they say that God killed their mother of cancer. So why did God do it? So they became atheists. God killed this of this. Oh, you know, it's like that. Is it true? How many of you know John G. Lake? You know John G. Lake? John G. Lake had two wives. His first wife died. All his children backslided. But because God was the one that killed his wife. All of them backslided. Yes. But we must understand that over us believers, the devil used subtlety. The Bible says the wiles of the enemy. He used skills. He makes us to make, because spiritual things are like principles. He will make us manipulate the rules against us. Are we together? Yes. Since he doesn't have power over us, he will make us make the rules. Just like water, hydrogen, and oxygen. When you move two ratio of hydrogen and one mole of oxygen, you have water, which is healthy. Is that true? But then when you carry that hydrogen and then that carry to two moles of hydrogen and two moles of oxygen, we have hydrogen peroxide, which is dangerous for you to drink. So it's the same thing, but then you make us manipulate it against us. Just like spiritual authorities. Like your pastor can be a blessing to you and the same man can be a curse to you. Is it true? Yes. When you fight a man of God, you'll be a blessing. When you bless a man of God or you honor, you'll be a blessing. But when you fight an authority over you, that authority will begin to work against you. Now, that is why I learned when I began to look for mentors and spiritual fathers to keep my distance so that I would never become familiar. Because person. That's it. When the anointing that gave familiar to you, it will begin to work against you. Because you become familiar and begin to make the rules. So the devil will calculate things that will begin to work against you. I listened to something one time and it changed my life. Prophet Emmanuel Makadua was preaching when he said, the devil knows that he will attack you with cancer next year. He has a plan that by June next year, he will attack you with cancer. So what he will do this year, he will make you to begin to fight men of God that are into the healing ministry. So you begin to fight them, all these men of God that are into powers, that are fake powers. He will make you fight them, and then before that time, you have already fought and spoken against the anointing that worked for you by June when he comes. Do you understand? You have already broken the wall of the verse because what you don't honor will not work. And then you don't even respect the anointing. There are people, have you ever wondered that you pray for some people, the same prayer for different people, and then this person get healed, this person didn't get healed. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Have you been to crusade before? No. The first question I used to ask before was, why is everybody not hitting a crusade? Because every major crusade I've gone to, where all the major men of God in this country have been, more people left the crusade still sick than the people that were healed. Hope you know it's true. Including all the men of God you have ever known. Catherine Kuma, not everybody was healed in a meeting. Are you aware? Are you aware at all? It's only Jesus Christ that healed everybody. Even Paul left some people sick. Is that not what the Bible said? You think it to me as if I'm saying something out of this world. It's only Jesus Christ. I was watching Ora Robot. You know Ora Robot? That was one of the master of miracles. Like Ora Robot and Chachi Finney. I was watching him preaching. And then I saw an interpreter of the deaf and the dumb by the side, interpreting to our audience. It shocked me the first day I saw it. I'm like, what? This was the person that was hitting. He do like this, the devil here. But he had an audience of deaf people in his audience, and then they were on one side, and then the interpreter was interpreting to them. There are some things you don't understand in this world. Hallelujah. Yes, it's like that. Praise God. Yes. So expect to be challenged. But then when you know the devil is deadly, very powerful, you go with a gun to a gun battle. Hallelujah. When you are going to a crusade, your preparation cannot be the same like when you are going for other things. When you are going up to preach, when you are going to do anything, you cannot just prepare as if there are other things. Different things require different concentration. No, many people went go for evangelism without praying, without any preparation. Oh, but let's go on. Because it's a joke to them. Meanwhile, you're talking to a guy that has demons. You're talking to a guy that has charms. You're talking to a guy that is addicted. They will not hear. Hallelujah. They will not hear. So, overcoming power of faith, I've said five things. The first thing we need to understand is we will face challenges aimed at trying our faith. Our challenges are not to destroy us. Number two, in our walk of faith, we'll face persecution for our faith. Number three, we'll encounter resistance from the enemy. The enemy will challenge us. He will not allow us to prevail. And then number four, we'll pay prices for our greatness. Everything you are believing God for, you pay a price. And then the devil has power over unbelievers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, with all these things that I've said, there are three assurances the Bible gave us. Number one is that we are fighting. Overcoming power of faith, we are fighting from the point of victory. Is it true? Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. The Bible says God has translated us and we are seated with him. So what is happening is like after today, now after this message, I will go and watch highlight of Barcelona PSG match. That they played yesterday, right? Right? Nobody watch football here. Okay. Like, I don't used to watch football. All I used to do, I don't watch the highlight. The way you just put highlight of this match, they just show 4-0, 4-3. By seeing that, they know the score. Just in 3 minutes or 2 minutes, you have watched 90 minutes football. Hallelujah. That's what I do. So, after I'll do it now. What is it like? You are watching from a finished match. See, the match is no longer interesting. You know the score already. But we are watching with intention. Hallelujah. So, you watch from finish. As you are watching, you are not part up. Even if it's 90 minutes, you know that the score is 3-0. So, even if it's 90 minutes and then it's still 0-0, you know that the end of this match, so you are not tensed. So as we are fighting with oath, facing our resistance with faith, we are doing it from the point of victory. You know, Pastor Chris always says something that a believer is not the poor trying to be rich. We are the rich discovering our inheritance. We are not the sick trying to be healed. We are the healed walking in our healing. Are we together? We are not asking for God for the anointing. We are anointed, activating and releasing the anointing. Praise God. So we are fighting from the victory. The end of this battle is determined already. If you give in, it's because you desire to give in. But we have the aim, and at the aim is we won. So like the end of the Bible in the book of Revelation, the church won. Hallelujah. Everything they are doing now, at the end, the church will win. Hallelujah. Like you said about the story of Rabbi Zachariah, about trying to wipe up his name. That is a demonic conspiracy. Waste of time. Waste of time. Hallelujah. See, the devil has a strategy most times. You know, and it's the Bible principle, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. There has not been an apologetic in history like Rabbi Zacharias. He silenced the best of Hindus. Silenced the best of Imams. You sit down with him and you see wisdom embodiment. He's the man I heard from him, and I learned this word. I like the smell of paper. He said that if you give him a book and you give him the movie, he will prefer to read the book and not watch the movie. And then he was slow at learning. He grew up and then learned. Nobody could challenge him mentally. And with the anointing, he was back. So they want to make those scandals. They are not real. Hallelujah. So there are things that I hear once and they are not real. Even if it is real, that is not my business. All together. You see, even if Rabbi Zacharias is guilty, none of my business. Why don't you remove the book of 1st and 2nd Peter in the Bible? Did Peter not deny Jesus Christ? Two people deny Jesus Christ in scripture. Judas and Peter. Two of us. Why do you still read Peter? Because he repented. So we believe he repented before that. I'm saying that's the kind of the place I am. So long as there are people that I don't care, I'm with them. Hallelujah. So whether it's right or wrong, Rabbi Zachariah died honorably. So I believe a demonic conspiracy tried to wipe him up. Where were they? Where could they not speak? If it was real in a country where it's like America, they will have spoken since. Say, blatant fake lie. Hallelujah. So we are biting from the voice. His victory is overshot. And then, let me tell you something. Most of the bots that write all these kind of them, they are not believers. Hope you know that. For them, they want to remove. They are not. King James is not being produced by believers. Are we aware? King James Bible just produced by the royal family in UK. It's like a business. It's not like a printing press. This KJV, the people that produce, most of our Bibles are not produced by Christians. To them, it's not like a printing press. Let's produce. Okay, they are reading, they are selling, this book is selling because the Bible is the number one bestseller in the whole world. So to them, they are not doing business. They don't even care about there are people that produce billions of people and have never read one. And then there are most of the people in charge of this board. Most of them are occultists, most of them are bully people. So they can do anything and you must not believe them. Hallelujah. So he's won. We are won already. Hallelujah. So we are fighting for the blood of victory. Everything the devil will bring in our battle, we have won. Hallelujah. And then number two is with our faith, we will win. If we build our faith, we'll overcome. And then finally, I want you to know that we will not be challenged beyond what we can handle or beyond our capacity. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 says, God will not allow us to be tried beyond what we are able to bear. I remember the first day the Holy Spirit spoke this thing to me. I didn't know this verse. And then, what that means is, if today you are in your room, Pastor Mint, let's say you are in your room, and then the devil appears. That means in your life is the anointing to handle him. If not, God will not allow him to appear. Is that the meaning? That means any native doctor that can challenge you, that means there is an anointing in you already to handle that person. Just like Elijah ran away from who? Jezebel, right? She was the one that entered his ministry. Who killed Jezebel? Jehu, right? It's not true. Who anointed Jehu? Elisha, the servant of Elisha. Who anointed Elisha? Elijah. So you see that Elijah all the while had the mantle to bury that woman. Because if he was, God will not allow us to be tried. That is why I know that anything that comes in my life, anything, if today the presence should be on my case, that means there is an anointing in my life to handle it. That means God has noticed that XYZ is already in you. So let the challenge come.
If not, he will resist the challenge. Are we together? He will stop the demons. He will stop the demons. God allowed the devil to face Job because he knew that Job will overcome. He will overcome. So let us be aware. So any challenge that we face, I'm telling you, see, that was why I broke my back from this ancestral or generational power. I said, any family they born you, but they gave birth to you in, there is something in you that can bury all the demons. Yes. No, even if your father was a Dibia, your mother-in-law was a shrine custodian, and then you are from a generation of shrines, in your life is the power to break from that power. Even though you will not be born there. The fact that you are born there means, even if you are born in the midst of poverty, that means there is wealth in you. So any challenge will fail. Let us know that we can build our faith to overcome it, no matter the problem. Hallelujah. No matter, you know, my wife is telling me that she's not like me. She noticed that I enjoy pressure. I perform more when I am under pressure, like when I'm being challenged. Like the best of me is stirred up. Just like, you know, the point you said that when he sees sickness, he stirs up the anointing in him. Like, you know, it's like that. I was watching a video one time of Charles and Frances Hunter. You know them? You know Charles and Frances Hunter? All right. They were here today. Now, the wife was a specialist in cancer. And then the husband, that is Charles, was a specialist in bone cases. You know, different men have different anointing. So I watched one of our videos. When somebody said, "What's your problem?" "It's cancer." She got happy. I was shocked. Say, people run away from cancer. She was excited. Because like, that is her specialty. So it like is tearing what is in her. Hallelujah. Yes. So any challenge that I face, I know that I can overcome it. Yes. So the fact that God directed me, not that I let myself, I'm not saying I let myself. You know, there could be a problem somewhere and then you let yourself. But now you're on your own. But let's say God led me. Or the problem came. I didn't look for the problem. That means I have the power, potential. So look at your life. Anything that is challenging your faith. Your faith to make it in life. Your faith to be a blessing. Your faith to break from something. Your faith to achieve some things. Every problem in your life, you have the ability to overcome it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then God is over faithful and ever present in every challenge. God is ever what? Faithful and ever present. The Bible speaking in Isaiah 43 verse 2. When you go through the fire and through the waters, he will what? Be with you. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. He said, what did he say? Hebrews 13 verse 5. God will never leave us nor forsake us, that we may boldly see the Lord with us. Is that right? Well, come on. No. Hebrews 13 verse 5. God is ever present with us in the midst of all the battle. Yes, it's true. It's what I said. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you. Nor what? For he never leave you. Even in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the storm, he's with us. Hallelujah. No matter the challenge, he's with us. No matter the hunger and the poverty, God is there with you. No matter the loneliness and the rejection and the hopelessness, God is with you. Maintain your faith. Hallelujah. What did I say? Maintain your faith. Now, how do you overcome with faith? I'll give you two keys. Number one is, have faith in God. Build up your faith. 2 Timothy 1 verse 12 says, I know whom I believe. I know what? Whom I believe. And then chapter 3 verse 16, when we read the story of the three guys, they say that God is able to save us. But even in case he doesn't save us, but the first thing that they knew that God would save them. Hallelujah. They knew that God would save them. So believe, have faith in God. That there is nothing that God cannot do. There is no impossible case with God. That you can, by the end of this week, your life can change. Have faith. Hallelujah. That before the end of this day, your life what can change. That before the end of this day, everything. Have faith. I believe in God. Hallelujah. I believe in God. Have faith. Just believe him. The Lord, I have faith. I will overcome this challenge. I have faith that will overcome this challenge. I have faith that will impact this city. I have faith that will impact this nation. Have faith that will impact the whole world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have faith in God. Believe in God. I remember when God was teaching me about trust. He said that the first person that comes to your mind when you have a need is the person you have faith in. Let's say you are in school and you need money, and then immediately your father comes to your mind, your faith is not in God. Your faith is in your father. Immediately you have a need, and then your uncles come to your head, your faith is not in God. But until you are discharged from everybody, and when you have a problem, the first person that comes to your mind is God. Then your faith is on God. Come on, are we together? When your red is about the spirit, the first thing that comes to your mind, if it is not God, your faith is not in God. So God will have to strip you of everything and make you totally dependent on Him. So that when you're hungry, your only thought is God, not your father, not your mother. When you are broke, you think about God, not your salary. Everything, it is easier. You see, that's why broken people always think about God, because they are broken. They know that they can, there's nobody they can call. Because, you know, Apostle Suleiman said, if God wants to use you for something great, He will detach you from every supply of man. And He will make you burn all the bridges. So that, you know, I don't know why history is coming to my head this evening. The guy that won Hitler, you know what he did? When Hitler was coming to fight him, he put soldiers and then put soldiers behind the soldiers. That means there are soldiers in front and then there are soldiers behind. The soldiers behind are aiming the one in the front so that if you run, we shoot you. So those in front, yeah, they know they must fight. I don't know if you're understanding me now. So like you lying soldiers, they are the one fighting, and then there are those behind them. In case you run, we shoot you. And then there was this guy, Alexander the Great, when he fought his battle, he said that when he crossed the bridge, he looked at the bridge and then burnt it. And the soldiers know that we have to fight or die. Yes. So if God wants to build faith in you, He will detach you from every source. So that when you have a challenge, it's God. Hallelujah. When you're hungry, God. Everything. Because once you can think about somebody, your faith is not in God. Hallelujah. And then you can build up your faith. Of course, there is only one way faith comes. What is that? Faith coming by what? Is there another way? There's no other way. We can only build up our faith. Job 20, by Holy Ghost. There are many ways to build our faith. By the word of God, by the testimony of men, many ways. But the Bible reveals one way faith comes in is by what? Hearing. As you are hearing me now, as you are hearing messages, as you are hearing the word of God, spoken and written, the rhema and the spoken word of God, as you keep hearing, your mind will be just like taking nicotine. You will become high. You just build it up. Hallelujah. That is why the devil makes sure people don't read the Bible. Hallelujah. Because when you read something and saw what God did, you can believe that your problem is not a major problem. So people can be shouting over a small challenge, but when they read the Bible and they see what God did, they know that they don't have a problem. Have you ever been to the hospital and then you know you are not sick? Have you ever been thinking you are sick and then you've been to the hospital and then you know you are not sick? Has it happened to you before? It happened to you. Hallelujah. I know people that were sick and they were crying, and when they're taking to the hospital and they saw people in their condition, they came back healthy. Yes, that means your problem was not sickness. Hallelujah. You may think you are broke, but then go for a rural evangelism and then you know you are wealthy. So people in America that may be thinking they are broke, earning $500 in a month, if they come to local church, they are millionaires. True. They're not true. How much is $500 in era? That's almost 300k. Imagine 300k in local church. You are a big boy, my brother. Yes. So when you think you are lonely, you have not seen loneliness. Until you have met a lady that is 41, nobody's calling her number, nobody's asking her out, and then she knows that probably nobody will marry her. And there is no hope. Then you know what is loneliness. Or you have made an orphan where there is nobody. All your problems is the way you are, the reason why you are making your problem look serious is because you are not exposed to life. The more exposed you have, you know you don't have a problem. That's the truth. If you think you are sick, just go to specialist. Just the smelling of the environment. You see somebody's kidney, see somebody's liver, you see somebody on 24 injections daily. You see somebody on insulin. I was with somebody in the hospital 2 days ago, and then I saw diabetes on the ward. See that a symptom of diabetes is, first of all, they started from the head. stroke. They came to the heart. Heart failure. Kidney failure. Impotence. Amputation. And there are people that are suffering all these things currently. And then you may just have a small pain. God, why me? No, you don't have a problem. All together? Yes. You may just be broke. You don't have money. Why not? There is somebody that has been kicked out or is being kicked out tonight. Has school fees, has children, cannot even go home. There's somebody who started, is talking on the road because of financial problem. Your own is just, you don't have, your account is just getting 1,000 naira. You don't have money, you just trek from one distance. There are people that trek 10 kilometers every day. Think of how some people that trek from Kanaja Junction to Zango to Dushu and then make 250 and trek back. Then look at your life. You may think you don't have accommodation. Have you been to Kanaja Junction and see where some people sleep? That time a cool shop. I've been to night vigil, come back the night, you see them sleeping outside in the cold and the heat. Let your faith come alive and let every challenge. The reason why you are bored at most times is because you are not exposed to life. The more you are exposed, your faith will come alive. And then when you hear the stories of what God has done for people, you have the ability to overcome. Hallelujah. Put your faith to work that my life will change. It will not always be like this. Praise the Lord. It will not what? Always be like this. There were services when we come on Sunday and then there will be several people, like 8 people last year or something like that. But look at the attendance of Sunday. We don't believe. One day we'll come a midweek service and then we'll have overflows. We have to believe it. Is that not true? Yes. We have to believe. So let's build our faith and then we will overcome all challenges of life. And all of us have challenges. If you have a challenge, you are not human being. It's fine that you have a challenge. It's not that you're not a human being, you have a challenge. But as a human being, you have a challenge. True of us. Even if you don't have a challenge directly, you have a challenge indirectly. Because if your mother has a challenge, you have a challenge. If your brother has a challenge, you have a challenge. Is that not true? Yes, you may not be sick, but there's somebody sick close to you. I had somebody that was very, very close of. If I went to your hospital, they diagnosed of kidney challenge, kidney failure. We prayed. I was disturbed, and the person went for a test in a major hospital and ran all the tests. And the test came back negative. I was like, God. All the while, I was not the one sick, but I was weighed down. Yes. And on that test result, somebody said, yes, the person has fibroid. And then we prayed, and then the person just ran a test recently, and then he's no longer there. All the while he was there, I was not sick, but I was disturbed. So if you're not challenged directly, somebody close to you is challenged. How do you get that? But let your faith come alive, because two weak people cannot win. One has to be strong. And then we will overcome. Say with me, I will overcome. I will what? 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. One more time. Can we read that text as we close? 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God, what? Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that what? Overcometh the world, even our faith. I want to urge you to, I know many of us hearing the word of God need to build up our faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Most time when I pray for long hours, I wake up and then the things that were bothering me, they don't bother me again. It's like there will be this cold water poured on me. And then what looked like a mountain before will look like a molehill. Your faith will have come high. Hallelujah. Because God will have been big in your life and your circumstances will go down. I pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe you got something this evening. Can we appreciate God and say, Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Can we be on our feet and say, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for speaking to us. Now, I want you to begin to pray concerning your challenges. I say, Father, Lord, I receive the faith to overcome them. I receive the faith. The commensurate faith to overcome it. I receive the 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 faith. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. My life must change. I receive the faith. The overcoming power of faith.
I believe. Say like Job, though he slay me, yet will I hold on. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I have faith. Man take it barada balada gada bragada lagada. Can we just pray in the Holy Ghost and overcome with faith? Kila baraga lagada bragada lende regedia. Prado sobe lende regede regede balanda gada brada malana. Jagabaradaba, Jagadabaragadaba, Jagadabaragadabagada, Regedebelende, Regedebelende, Regedebegedia, Shabaladagadabaragada, Regedebregede, Regedebalanosa, Ramanda Landegede, Regedebrana Madana, Jagadabragada, Ragadabragada, Lagadabragada, Lagada, Arabada, Regedemalanda, Regedebredebelende, Zila, Korobodo, Shate, Parana malanda ragada bragada ragada bragada lagada bragada. I receive the power of faith to overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. Shagalagada barada balana maya galada gada bragada regedia. Regede bregede regede bregede regede bregede regede bregede legede bregede legedia. We will not give up. My faith is strong. I will overcome with my faith. I will overcome with my faith. I will overcome with my faith. My faith will not fail. My faith will not fail. My faith will not fail. I will overcome. I will win this battle. 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 I will win this battle in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for anyone going through a battle that you will win. In the name of Jesus. I declare over that challenge you are going through that your faith will cause you to surmount it. In the name of Jesus. You will overcome that battle in the name of Jesus. That challenge will not swallow you up. That challenge will not swallow you up. That pain will not swallow you up. That concern will not swallow you up. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you overcome and surmount it. And you win the battles you are on. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And the reward for winning a battle is more battles. Is that not true? When you win a territory, God will give you what? More territory. And that means you have to conquer the next people to take with you. Is that not true? Yes. So when you don't, there will not be a level that the Adeboye is still fighting battles. Not necessarily his battles. At your level now, won't you fight? Is that not true? He's still praying. He's still fast like never before. He still prays. 76 hours praise. Is it 76 or 79 hours? 79 hours of praise. Praise like before. Hallelujah. Because the more you win, God will give you more territory. Hallelujah. I will keep winning in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate you all for coming. In case you came with an offering, I declare over your offering is received and blessed in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. The Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.